Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday in late April. I'm Dan, the Produce Man. Folks, today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast, heard every Monday, and sponsored by Buck Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Fresh Cravings in London Fruit Company. Folks, we want to thank our sponsors, and it is a beautiful time of the year. Fresh cherries are in, and they've just started, and that always gives us the gateway. Apricots have just barely hit the stands as well. We have lettuce and certain commodities wrapping it up down in Yuma, and others that have already started up here in the Salinas area. Folks, oh yeah, you know what this means? It's just spring. We got berries, strawberries that are just absolutely gorgeous. Ramps, fiddlehead ferns, artichokes, asparagus, and a whole lot of other really good spring items. Folks, I got to tell you, there's a couple of spring items that I want to tell you about, and you're going to say, oh no, here he goes again. Yes, these again are items that you will not find in your regular grocery stores, but you will find at the farmers markets, that's for sure, and of course at specialty produce stores like I used to own. So I'm going to get right into it because these are really great items, and if you can find them, don't pass them up. Spring onions and spring garlic. Now, they're not the same thing, but they're both available now, and both are used very similarly. They're the precursors to the dried onions and dried garlic bulbs that you find on the dry table in the produce stands in the stores. In all the stores, grocery stores, everything. However, in this early stage, they're only found at produce stands, specialty produce stores, and farmers market. What they are when you go to the store in the produce department and you go to the dry tables where the potatoes are and all the onions and garlic and hard squashes and things, red onions, yellow onions, white onions are on the table, right? You buy your onions, you take them home, you cut them, you peel them, and you start doing whatever it is you like to do with onions, right? And the garlic too. These are the onions and the garlic in their immature form, picked before they get to that stage of mature, dried, cured onions and garlic. So what's so great about these? Why pick them early? Well, let's start off with the garlic. Chefs love the green garlic. Green garlic has two names: spring garlic, green garlic. I've also seen it called baby garlic. But spring garlic and green garlic are the two main ones that I've heard used. Chefs love them, at least chefs in restaurants where they really like to get into the kitchen and experiment and cook and create. Now, on the green garlic, they're flat, so they resemble the tops of, say, like baby leeks. But they use those parts of the greens as well as the immature bulb on the root end. And according to chefs that I have spoke to, it's best to use no more than 4 inches of the greens from where they are attached to the bulb. So anything above that, probably going to be bitter, just me, or too dry, or whatever it is. And they just chop that off and use that for stock. Remember, there's never any waste in the kitchen. Now, it's easy, so easy, to create garlic bread that can't be beat with some help from spring garlic. Just finely chop some spring garlic with some basil and spread it over sourdough bread with olive oil and butter. Oh, bake that in the oven. Oh my goodness. Oh boy. It's also used in stir fries, soups, mixed in with goat cheese. There's some small cheese makers that only make it in the spring because that's when you get the spring onions. Of this spring garlic goat cheese goes great with other seasonal veggies like artichokes, asparagus, English peas, snap peas, and baked potatoes. Now, what's the reason for this? Why even use it? Well, because in their immature form, they're a lot milder than when they are dried and cured and in storage. They're fresh. They're fresh dug, and they they just have this fresh, mild flavor to them that's fantastic. I like garlic, but I don't like garlic to overpower foods. I don't like it to take over the flavors of everything else. I like it as an additive, as an ingredient to taste in the background, not to really have it come in and control everything. Because once all that garlic gets all over your taste buds and in between our taste buds, the little crevices in between there, it's hard to taste anything else. And I know there are fanatics out there that just swear by smother everything with garlic. But those are people you don't want to be on an elevator with or have to work next to all day long either. Because, boy, oh boy, that stays on the breath like you wouldn't believe. So these milder forms in their green immature stage make it perfect, especially for folks like me who don't want an overpowering garlic flavor but like the flavor. Now, we can go on about the health benefits of garlic, and you know, you eat the cloves and you boil the cloves and put lemon and ginger in there and it gets rid of the flu or whatever that is, whatever people do. I actually know that garlic is a very, very good for you. It's full of antioxidants. But what I do is I take a garlic supplement every day where I don't have to taste it, and it's developed to where it doesn't mess up the stomach, to where it doesn't give you gas and you're not flatulating all the time. It's a specific supplement of garlic that gives me all the health benefits along with the other supplements that I do take. And all right, so getting back to the spring garlic, though, I know a chef that makes spring garlic soup, and he adds in spring onions and he adds potatoes too. Sometimes he adds cream depending on the recipe, but he prefers water or vegetable-based stock to allow the pure flavor to shine through, and it also accommodates lactose intolerant folks. He also makes a compound butter with spring onions, parsley, and cilantro. Then he tosses that with basmati rice and he uses that with other dishes. So it's kind of cool. And the internet's full of recipes, baby green salads with asparagus and green garlic dressing, salad dressing. So roast lamb with green garlic, barley salad with green garlic and snap peas, potato pancakes with green garlic and chives. Oh man, that sounds good. Eggs and spinach with green garlic. That sounds good too. Avocado pesto or any type of pesto. Asparagus pesto like Laura talked about last week. So again, these are found at specialty produce stores like my old store, Dan's Fresh Produce, and they're found at farmers markets as well. So I would urge you to look for these things. Now, spring onions. Spring onions, the same thing as the spring garlic. Obviously not the same thing, but the same idea in their immature green tender form. The green tops, they resemble scallions or green onions, but they're not green onions or scallions. In the spring, all right, so this is going to be a little confusing, so I'm just going to say it like this. Spring onions, the bulb of the spring onion, is milder than the dry cured onion that it will become that you find on the produce stands later. But it's hotter than green onions and scallions. They're completely different seeds. Green onions and scallions are, I believe, European and Japanese variety types that are usually cultivated. But the bulb of the spring onion is hotter than the scallion and milder than the cured onions that you're going to find on the stand. Yellow, red, white, usually. Now, I've also had, and they are available now too at certain farmers markets, is spring shallots. So it would be shallots in their immature green form as well. Absolutely delicious. Now, my favorite spring onion recipe is on my YouTube channel. And it comes from, I think it's like 2004 when I did a thing on CBS TV on a show called Living It Up with Allie and Jack. It was a daytime variety show. Didn't last very long. But what I did was I took the spring onion and I cut it in half. And not like when you chop up the onions and the greens. I took it from the root end all the way up. So you had this long sliver each side cut in half. Drizzled that with a little bit of olive oil, lime juice, and just sprinkled it with a little bit of kosher salt. Placed that on the grill, cut side down until it caramelized. Oh, man. Then you take that and you can make a pizza. Say you make a nice round pizza and you put these halves, these caramelized spring onion halves with the bulb and the green all the way up, like a star on the pizza. Absolutely delicious. Just fantastic. And it's great in other dishes as well. You know, mix it in with guacamole or whatever. The flavor's outstanding. And then on my website, dantheproduceman.com, if you go to the front page and scroll down to the bottom, there's four videos there. One's about artichokes. The other one's about that broccoli sprigarello I did a few months ago. And there's another video there, but this one is called Spring Garlic Bread. And I love to make this because you could chop these, the spring garlic up in pieces. And I would just put, you know, I would take olive oil, really good olive oil, and butter, and melt the butter into the olive oil. So you got a nice creamy look to it. And then chopped up basil and the chopped up spring onions. And you just slather that bread with it, right? Good. A good baguette, sourdough baguette. Put that in the oven. Man. Let it get, I like to get a little bit crispy. Pull that out. Oh, gosh, it's fantastic. And then you can take some brie, you know, that you've ripened at room temperature so it's nice and soft. Spread that on there. But at that point, you're going to need a bottle of wine. I'm telling you. And boy, oh boy, that's absolutely delicious. It's great in accompaniment to pastas, obviously. Garlic bread always is. Or just to eat like that as appetizers. Or, you know, if you can find a decent tomato this time of the year, usually like grape tomatoes or cherry tomatoes, and you cut those, and you can marinate those in whatever you want, sprinkle those on top. Oh boy, I'm telling you, you've got a really good garlic bread. Or sometimes you take those canned or jarred roasted or fresh red peppers. Absolutely delicious. So enjoy these right now while you can, because we have a few weeks, maybe 3 weeks left before they start to get so mature. Just remember, garlic and onions are planted in the fall and they're harvested in the spring. And as they come to market, they begin to mature. In the early spring, they will be small and underdeveloped, as I have described to you here. But as the weeks go by, they will become bigger and bigger until they're too mature to pack in their green states. And at that point, they're harvested without the greens and packed and sold dry on the produce tables next to the potatoes and the squash. Now, when selecting spring garlic and spring onions in the store, you want to look for smooth, firm, but still tender bulbs or cloves. The greens should be green all the way up, but however, keep in mind, as this short window of availability in the spring garlic onion season, as it progresses, the greens do become more mature and will start to yellow. It's just Mother Nature in action. But boy, oh boy, enjoy those things. Spring onions, spring garlic, folks. I'm getting hungry, let me tell you. And speaking of hungry, well, let's hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible-to-ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Alright folks, welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Boy, it's lovely, lovely time of the year, late April, and I was in the market yesterday and some gorgeous California cherries were there. They were good. They were really good for beginning of the season, but we know as this season progresses, they just get better and better, don't they? And of course, one of my favorite fruits of spring, out of Mexico, mango time. Yes folks, there's some great Atolfos and Tommies and Haydens and the mangoes. Come on, that's like heaven. Every time I bite into one of those things, I want to jump in a plane and go to a tropical place. So get your mangoes in the store as well, too. All right, folks, another allium that I didn't mention in the first segment is ramps. Now, ramps grow as far up as Quebec, Canada, I think, down to the Appalachian Mountains. They grow in the higher elevations. Oregon, I think, as well. We even, I saw some today that were from California. So that was new on me. You know, usually we grow wild. I don't know if they're cultivating them or not, but these are like, they're like a cross between a leek and a shallot, let's just say, okay? A leek and a shallot. The flavor is kind of like the sweetness of a leek and the pungency of a shallot. The leaves on them are not like the long greens that you see on the green onions, the spring onions, and the green garlic. They are leafy, they're beautiful, actually. I remember these things growing in Vermont when I was a little kid. I lived the first 10 years of my life there, and I remember these things growing out of the ground all the time. Anyway, they are another specialty item found in specialty stores and farmers market. You're not going to find them in your conventional supermarkets. But that said, find a restaurant again or a caterer where the chef loves to create and you will have some magical dishes with ramps. I didn't get into those as very detailed as I did with the other stuff because we're short on time. Fiddlehead ferns is another one. They are the top of the ostrich fern. There's another variety too as well. They pop out of the ground in the spring. They're called fiddleheads because the top of the sprout of the fern is shaped like the head of a fiddle or a viola or a bass. Fiddleheads. And these are very, very, very tasty. To me, they taste kind of like a cross between asparagus and green beans with a nutty flavor and maybe some cruciferous thrown in there. But they're absolutely delicious. You got to boil these things for 10 to 15 minutes prior to using them in any recipe. And do not eat them raw. And the reason I tell you got to boil them for 10 to 15 minutes in salted water, preferably, before using, is because of two things. You want to tenderize them. But the other thing is, if you eat them raw, they are very toxic. And they will make you extremely ill. And I mean it. Extremely ill. And probably could kill you, too. All right. So we're not here to talk about produce that kills, folks, but it is a specialty item. They're absolutely delicious. You can find these again at farmers markets, specialty produce companies that service high-end restaurants will have them. I apologize for my voice. Specialty produce markets like the one that I used to own, and they're there. I saw them today. Last year, around this time, Bob Harrington, who owns specialty produce in San Diego, sent me a nice bag of those. And boy, I had fiddlehead everything. I had quiche. I had omelets. I had fiddleheads tossed in pasta. And I mean, it was just, you know, we were fiddling around, so to speak. Okay. But it was good, really good. And so if you are in the San Diego area, check out specialty produce, because not only are they a wholesale company that services restaurants and caterers, but you can go there, grab a shopping cart, and go around and start shopping. And I guarantee you, every single item in there, they're going to have a plethora of information on that item. So if you go in there and say, hey, I want to try these fiddlehead ferns that Dan the Produce Man was talking about, they'll direct you to them, and they'll have information there that'll tell you about them. And I guarantee you, they'll tell you. You gotta boil them for like 15 minutes before you use them. Again, I can't stress that enough, because I don't want you to eat a raw fiddlehead and croak. And be careful if you do find them at the farmer's market or in a specialty grocery store, and you say you put your bag of groceries in the back seat and your little baby is sitting there in the car seat and reaches into the bag and grabs a fiddlehead. You don't want that to happen. So again, I'm not trying to scare you. These are fantastic produce item that's just absolutely delicious when prepared properly, which is simple to do. So, fiddlehead ferns, baby, they're in the stores now. Ramps, green garlic, spring onions. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. First of the cherries, first of the apricots, and a whole lot more to come. Hey, folks, you got to try it out without a doubt. I wouldn't be here to tout if it was nothing but grout. All right, well, I couldn't think of a better word, so I used grout. Anyway, all right, folks, be sure to check out the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly. Also, check out his YouTube channel. It's called The Produce Industry Show, and he does some really cool, fun, exciting things. And then, of course, the Produce Industry app. You got to have that. Download that. Put that on your phone. Put that on your tablet. It's a great resource. Hey, folks, also, don't forget to check out my Vimeo, YouTube, and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man, and all of my social media can be found at dantheproduceman.com. So folks, get in the kitchen, enjoy yourselves, enjoy your kids, cook with your kids, cook with your significant other, make it a family memory, make it a romantic thing. Do whatever it is, man, but get in the kitchen, experiment with the food. You know, you can get stuff delivered to your house all day long that tells you, well, do this, do that. Get in there, get yourself some groceries and some produce, and start cooking. All right, folks, until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.